This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studios, Chaim Goodman Strauss, math professor at the University of Arkansas. Welcome back.
Hi, Kyle.
Let's see. Last time we talked a couple weeks ago, you were on your way, about to be on your way to the Gathering for Gardner.
And I'm back.
Gathering for Gardner is?
Oh, it's truly amazing. It's about 300 invited guests that are mathematicians, puzzlers, magicians, stage
sculptors.
Magicians, sculptors, all
working with mathematics and physics and whatnot.
Yeah.
Named after someone who is legendary,
Martin Gardner himself, who I think we've mentioned his name
yes.
a few times. Tremendously influential fellow, and it was fabulous, absolutely fabulous.
And you told us you would be tweeting from there to follow you,
yeah,
because
well,
you'd be updating. So,
well, guess what? It was way too much fun to do much of that. But I do. There was an account that emerged. It was at WWMGD.
Which what? Has nothing to do with Miller Genuine Draft.
No, it's what would Martin Gardner do?
We are 3 weeks overdue for an answer to the last puzzle we had.
Well, we're not going to get it this week because we have a special
guest. We're going
to
be at least 4 weeks.
Okay. But I can promise that we have some amazing interviews coming up from world-renowned puzzlers. So that's coming in next few weeks.
What is also coming very soon on April 12th at Reynolds Auditorium in the University of Arkansas is a public discussion.
Right. So Lorenzo Sedun of the University of Texas at Austin will be speaking on how the world fits together. I hope our local listeners can join us on April 12th, 7 p.m., Reynolds Auditorium. And
how the world fits together. And Lorenzo is with us on the phone now from Austin. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. The name, as Chaim just mentioned, is How the World Fits Together. Is this going to be a 15, 25-hour public lecture? Because that's a broad subject.
It is a broad topic. Now, we're obviously not going to do all of material science in 1 hour. But I do want to address what's sort of a paradox of complexity, that if you look out there in the world, there are some really complicated things out there. And the underlying physics behind it all is really pretty simple. And so how do you get something complicated at a large scale from something simple at a small scale? It's no mystery how to get something that's just like a crystal, the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. And it's also no mystery how you get something that's very random. I mean, you can have very complicated random patterns, but they're just random. They're governed by the laws of probability. But if you look out in the world, you have little things making bigger things, which make bigger things, which make bigger things. Atoms make molecules. Molecules make bigger molecules. Bigger molecules make parts of a cell. The parts of a cell make a cell, which makes tissues, which makes organs, which make people who live in communities, who live in counties, who live in states, who live in countries. And you've got interesting structures all the way up. And this tendency of the world to organize itself into more and more complicated structures, but not random complicated structures, but complicated structures that have a tremendous amount of regularity. Every human has two arms and two legs.
Right.
You've got, there's a pattern there. So there's a definite pattern to how do you build a human body out of all of these different organs. You've got a pattern to how do you build this organ out of all these little tissues. It's as if there were a blueprint at every single scale. But in fact, what you've got is information percolating up from the very small scale up to the very large. And it's an amazing story about how this can happen. And that's what I want to get at in my talk.
Why is it important that, especially those of us who are perhaps lay people when it comes to math and physics and biology, that we have some of these understandings?
Wow, that's a big question.
Well, you're the guy who's going to tell us how the world fits together, so I thought I could ask you a big question.
Fair enough. To me, it's we've got brains for a reason. You know, it's we've made such progress over the last hundreds of years, not by saying, you know what, I want to solve this problem, and that'll have tremendous practical benefit, and so we're going to solve it. You get some progress that way. But the really big breakthroughs have come from people looking out of the world and saying, that's amazing. I wonder how that works.
Curiosity.
Mm-hmm. And just plain curiosity. You answer the question of, I wonder how that works, and you start to learn about the world around you. And once you learn about the world around you, then you can put all your knowledge to good use. So I'm not going to suggest any great practical applications from this understanding of how these hierarchies put together. I'll let the next guy do that, because you know, as I think Faraday was asked when he discovered electricity, some of the laws of electricity was asked, what good is it? What good is a newborn baby?
Yeah. Well, I have to say, though, the ideas are pretty compelling. I mean, I know something about what he's going to talk about, and it's neat stuff. I mean, it's hard not to imagine that there's some real relevance to real life, you know.
You know, another guest who is going to be on the show soon, who I talked to, was Kip S. Thorne, who is the Feynman Professor of Theoretical Physics at Caltech. And he was talking about warped universe and warped space and warped time. And that was so big and so hard to understand. But he explained that in just the last 50 years, we've learned so much more about black holes. And I'm wondering what you know and what you're able to tell us in this discussion on April 12th at Reynolds Auditorium at the University of Arkansas campus. How much of what will be involved in that is something that has been learned in, say, the last half century? Any idea?
Almost all of it.
Wow.
Almost all of it. That 50 years ago, there was, you know, the general belief was that if you have the laws of physics, things are going to come out either random or periodic. That you had random stuff like gases. I mean, gases, you've got molecules zipping around every which way, and their aggregate behavior is, you can understand that. But the behavior of any one molecule is basically random. And then you have things like a crystal, where you have the same pattern over and over and over and over again. And people really didn't have much understanding of things that are different. And then in the 60s and the 70s were where some of the stuff about tilings was developed. And in the meantime, people learned about chaos, and that ties in as well. And, you know, the work that I'm going to be talking about, I guess it's stuff that happened, you know, not the last decade, but between 1960 and 2000. And there's more stuff on tilings that has been going on ever since.
Mm-hmm.
As he said at the beginning, we don't have 15 hours to do this, so you know, I'll give you the one-hour version, and we're going to stop in 1998.
Hey, that's pretty good. If you can get us to 98.
But also, we have the biological century. Maybe the 20th century might be called the physics century, and
right.
So on. And we have an opening up in biological systems, and there's something about, you know, as he was beginning to say, I mean, this complexity that arises very naturally, and having an understanding of that is directly relevant to the science in the coming decades, I feel.
I'm curious. If you're on a plane and it's on the tarmac and it's just sitting there and you're going to be there for a couple hours, do you kind of look at the seat back in front of you and think, gosh, what's going on there? That matter right there is being made by the smallest of known elements? Or can you let your mind wander and not think about it?
Oh, I can let my mind wander. I can pull out a video game or a book.
All right. But still, for that video game to work, something's going on, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I mean, the world is a mystery. It's a wonder. It's, you know, it's hard to just spend a single day of life without walking down the street and seeing something and saying, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, I agree.
And there's a certain appreciation of some people think that by being a scientist and studying everything, you take all the poetry out of life, and I would say the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
The more you understand things, the more amazing it all becomes, and just it's beautiful the way that everything does fit together.
Well,
and you know that poetry of you know human existence. You know you got to allow that that's not just in the English department. You get that in the physics department and the math department too.
Yep,
I like that. Well, the talk is How the World Fits Together. It's at Reynolds Auditorium on the University of Arkansas campus. It's April 12th, 7 p.m. Lorenzo, thank you so much for your time.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
I guess if anyone wants more information, please call 479-575-3351, and we'll be glad to give you directions.